Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Howdy, howdy, it's Tina Harbuck with the Destin Log. I got Joe from Ship's Channel on the phone with me this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about fishing. What we got going on, Joe? What you hearing?
Well, finally got some good weather, so everybody's really out fishing hard.
Isn't that the truth? It's nice to see some sunshine, isn't it?
yeah, it is nice having that. See, they just finished up Miller's tournament at Beauchamp's.
Yeah, the Cobia tournament?
Yeah, it's like 46 boats in there and a good turnout. Caught some nice fish. The Kitchen Pass won with a 61-pounder, and the Flat Dangerous cleaned the board with all kinds of winning on the aggregate and Calcuttas.
Okay, all right.
And so the Cobia fish is still there. You know, it's not as hot as it was in the past few years, but there's still some out there. And, of course, Eddie's tournament still going on until next week. And then offshore there's been some blackfin tunas caught, not far out either. And some king mackerel showing up, Spanish mackerel. You know, still nice triggers and beeliners and white snapper.
I saw some nice blackfin tuna come in yesterday down at the docks.
Yeah, it's been some nice ones, you know, 25, 26 pounders.
Yeah.
And then in the bay, they're still catching some real nice trout down around Aliqua and off 331 Bridge, that area down there.
Mm-hmm. Redfish, too?
Oh, yeah, redfish are everywhere. Yeah, they're really nice. Mac went out Saturday, and I don't know where he was, but probably not more than 10 miles out, and he caught the biggest red snapper and grouper he's ever caught in his life.
Oh, wow. About what size was it, did he say?
32 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's just around the corner, snapper season, so.
Well, you know, after Hurricane Michael, they apparently these grouper and snapper are really right along the beach, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5, 6 miles out.
Wow.
And hopefully they'll stay there till June 11th, you know.
Pushed them on in a little bit, didn't it?
Uh-huh. It really has. So,
that's good.
Everybody that went flounder fishing this, you know, past winter, dropping flounder jigs is catching grouper and snapper.
That's crazy, isn't it? Having that close in. I love it.
Yeah,
what you hearing off the beach? Anything? Is the pompano still?
Pompano, redfish. They've been doing real well. And then out at the spur, they've been catching some really nice yellowfin tuna.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the offshore bite.
And a few swordfish, you know.
Yeah, the offshore bite's pretty good then, huh?
Yeah, it's really doing well. Team Supreme caught 11 yellowfin last week out there.
Wow. All right. So fishing's hot, folks.
It sure is.
Anything else, Joe?
Well, come on down here. We'll outfit you with whatever you need. Boat, tackle, everything.
I hear you. Exactly. All right, folks. Well, there you have it. Listen, I appreciate you joining us, Joe. Thanks.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.